Hey, tennis fans, I'm Grace Carter, and this is Tennis Now, presented by Tennis Express. Tennis Express, order today, and it ships today. The dust has settled in New York City, and Great Britain's Emma Raducanu is the 2021 U.S. Open champion. We have just one question. How? How in the world did she pull it off? And without losing a set, it's crazy, right? Maybe impossible, except it's not. Raducanu's stunning run from qualifying to champion will go down as the most improbable Grand Slam run in history, and here are five reasons why. First of all, she was a qualifier. Never in history has a qualifier even reached the final of a major, much less win it. And the cherry on top, she won all 20 sets she played, dominating every match, including the final. Secondly, just a few short weeks ago, before Wimbledon, she was ranked 338th in the world. That's right, 338. Raducanu had never won a main draw match on tour before Wimbledon. Obviously, she's a very talented player. She earned a wild card into the main draw at Wimbledon. But nobody, and I mean nobody, expected her to win the U.S. Open only 2 months later. After Saturday's win, the 18-year-old now sits at number 23 in the WTA rankings, a whopping 313 spots higher than where she was at the end of June. Next, she was playing just her second main draw at a Grand Slam. No player in history has won a major title so quickly. Monica Seles and Bianca Andreescu each won major titles in their fourth Grand Slam appearance, but Raducanu blew that achievement out of the water, winning this year's U.S. Open in her second main draw appearance at a slam. Then, of course, there is her age. She's only 18. She'll turn 19 on November 13th. And by winning the U.S. Open this year, she becomes the youngest Grand Slam winner since Maria Sharapova at Wimbledon in 2004. And finally, Emma didn't drop a single set. Not only is she the only qualifier, male or female, to win, she didn't drop a set while doing it. The Brit, who was barely on our radar before this July, becomes the first woman to win the U.S. Open without dropping a set since Serena Williams in 2014. It was remarkable, it was refreshing, and it was ridiculous, right? Whatever you call it, Emma Raducanu's run to the U.S. Open Championships just might be the most improbable Grand Slam in history. And boy, was it fun to watch. So, is Emma a one-hit wonder, or is this the beginning of something very big? Drop your thoughts in the comment section below and keep it tuned to Tennis Now TV as we track Emma's next move. I'm Grace Carter. See you next time.